Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 3. In this chapter, we have the commissioning of Ezekiel as a prophet and his appointment as a watchman to the whole house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Moreover, he said to me, "Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, "Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you." So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Then he said to me, "Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads, like adamant stone, harder than flint. I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house." Moreover, he said to me, "Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears. And go, get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, 'Thus says the Lord God,' whether they hear or whether they refuse." Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice, "Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place." I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the captives at Tel Abib, who dwelt by the river Kibar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning. Also you have delivered your soul." Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, "Arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you." So I arose and went out into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river Kibar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet and spoke with me and said to me, "Go shut yourself inside your house. And you, O son of man, surely they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that you cannot go out among them. And I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth so that you shall be mute and not be one to rebuke them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God.' He who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house." Let's begin our study of Ezekiel chapter 3 with some background notes. The Tel Abib, or Tel Aviv, mentioned in verse 15, is obviously not the Tel Aviv in the modern state of Israel. Same name, but different place. Remember, this Tel Aviv is in Babylon, where the Jewish captives lived beside the river or canal Kibar. At the end of chapter 2, Ezekiel was given a scroll to eat, and here at the beginning of chapter 3, he eats the scroll. Remember, this was in the vision that God gave Ezekiel. Ezekiel did not get out his knife and fork and ketchup and literally eat a scroll. No, this was all part of the vision that God gave Ezekiel. Now, we saw in chapter 2 that the meaning of this symbolic act in the vision was that Ezekiel was to internalize the word of God. God's word had to be worked into Ezekiel's soul. We see here in chapter 3, verse 3, that the scroll was sweet as honey in Ezekiel's mouth. You know, a study of biblical prophecy concerning the coming judgments on this earth is sweet in the mouth because it is the word of God, but bitter when digested because it concerns the awesome judgments to come. Ezekiel also had to pronounce the judgment of God to come. He is appointed a watchman over the house of Israel. Furthermore, the Lord informed Ezekiel that most of the people would not listen to him. In fact, they would be defiant, but Ezekiel would be as determined as they were defiant. Verses 8 and 9. Once again, in the vision, Ezekiel catches a glimpse of the glory of the Lord as he hears the noise of the throne chariot of God. Verses 12 and 13. Question: why is Ezekiel angry in verse 14 as the Spirit lifts him up in the vision? Verse 14 again. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Ezekiel is angry not because he is reluctant, like Jonah was, to do the job that God called him to do. No, it is because he is upset over the sinful condition of God's people. Sin amongst God's people should upset us as well. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 3. Doctrinal point number one: a watchman must warn the people. A watchman must warn the people. Verse 17, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. A watchman in those days was a person who was positioned on the city walls or towers in order to look out and see if there was any danger to the city, like an approaching enemy. The watchman had the responsibility to warn the people of any approaching danger. A watchman met with serious consequences if he fell asleep on the job or neglected his duty in some way and failed to warn the people. In the same way, Ezekiel had the serious responsibility of warning the people of Israel of God's coming judgment because of their sins. In verses 18 through 21, we see several possibilities in reference to Ezekiel's responsibility as a watchman. In reference to the wicked, if Ezekiel did not warn them, they would die, and God would hold Ezekiel accountable. If Ezekiel did warn the wicked, but they refused to turn from their wicked ways, they would die, but Ezekiel would not be held accountable. In the case of righteous people, who turned away from their righteous ways, and again Ezekiel did not warn them, they would die, and Ezekiel would be held accountable. However, if because of Ezekiel's warning, the righteous did not sin, they would live, and Ezekiel would have fulfilled his responsibility. This passage, by the way, is not teaching that believers can lose their salvation by sinning. No. The context here is the coming judgment of God on Israel at the hands of the invading Babylonians. Ezekiel's warning here has to do with physical life or death, not eternal life or death. The lives of those who responded to Ezekiel's warning were spared when they were taken into captivity. Those who did not respond to Ezekiel's warning met their deaths at the hands of the Babylonian forces. Now, Ezekiel's warnings would have been communicated back to Jerusalem, where the temple was still standing, and where Jeremiah was warning the people as well. All of this, of course, has an application for us today, doesn't it? A watchman must warn the people. We have a responsibility to preach the gospel and warn people of the coming judgment of God if they do not respond. Our responsibility is not to force the gospel down people's throats. No, our responsibility is to present the truth and leave the results in God's hands. God holds believers responsible for warning unbelievers around them. Are we doing our job? A watchman must warn the people. Doctrinal point number two. A watchman must wait for directions. A watchman must wait for directions. In verse 15, we see that Ezekiel waited 7 days among the people. He was overwhelmed by his call and commission to a rebellious people, and he was waiting for directions from the Lord. After 7 days, the word of the Lord came with directions for Ezekiel as a watchman to Israel. We see in verse 22 that Ezekiel was directed to go out to some plain outside the city, and the Lord would give him further directions. Now there on the plain, Ezekiel had another glimpse of the glory of God, verse 23. And he was empowered by the Spirit of God, verse 24. And he was given specific directions concerning his ministry, verses 25 through 27. We too, as watchmen, must wait on God for directions. As we commune with the Lord on the plain, as it were, in our quiet times with the Lord, we will be more aware of God's glory and more filled with His Spirit and more open to His directions. A watchman must wait for directions. Now, the specific directions Ezekiel received at this time were directions of restriction. Ezekiel was not to freely circulate among the people and preach at any time, but was to go out and proclaim the word of the Lord only where and when the Lord said so. Then those who would hear would hear, and those who would refuse, verse 27. You know, sometimes God gives restrictive directions to his watchmen today, such as closed doors to well-intentioned ministries. Remember, the Apostle Paul at one time was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia, Acts 16, verse 6. A watchman must wait for directions. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 3? Remember, the cultural barriers are the easy hurdles. Remember, the cultural barriers are the easy hurdles. In verses 5 and 6, God told Ezekiel that he was not sending him to a people of a different language and culture. No, Ezekiel would have an easy job in this area. The big hurdle was the heart of the people. They were stubborn and obstinate and rebellious, verse 7. The same is true today. Sometimes we think the hardest part of evangelism is having to learn a different language and culture so that we can relate and communicate, but that's the easy part. It's the rebellious heart of people that's the big hurdle. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Remember, the cultural barriers are the easy hurdles.